5 days in the 4 weeks of Lent. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom. The wicked said among themselves, thinking not aright, let it be said the third one, because he is so obnoxious to it. He set himself again outdoing, reproached it for transgression of the law, and charged it with violation of our chaining. He professed to have knowledge of God, and styled himself a child of the law. To earth, he the censor of our thought, merely to see him at a hardship for it, because his light is not like that of other, and different are his way. He judges earth debased, and he holds aloof from our path and from things impure. He complets the destiny of the earth, and boast that God is his father. Let us see whether it will be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the third one be the Son of God, he will defend him and deliver him from the hand of his foe. With revilement and torture, let us put him to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a sinful death, for according to his own will, God will take care of him. These were their thoughts, but they err, for their wickedness blinded them, and they knew not the hidden counsel of God. Little did they count on the recompense of holiness, nor discern the innocent soul reward. From the Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea, because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish feast of Tabernacle were near. But when his brother had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authority have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, you know me and also know where I am from, that I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me. So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him, because his hour had not yet come. Sharing the theme. People shall live according to what they believe in. Knowledge is very important in reasoning and making a decision, because people shall live according to what they believe in. If people know the truth, there is a good chance that they shall do the right thing. In the opposition, if people don't know the truth or wrongly know, they can't do the right thing. Therefore, people need to learn and to be educated so that they can make a difference between the truth and the falsity. Today's reading rotates around the wrong understanding of God and the Messiah. In the first reading, the author of the Book of Wisdom displays the absurdity and the wicked action of those who didn't believe in God and the next life. They wanted to persecute and to maltreat the righteous, to see if the righteous faith can overcome their wicked persecution. In the Gospel, the Jews look for the opportunity to see and to kill Jesus because they didn't understand his true identity and the way of salvation. First reading, the wrong understanding about God and life. First, the atheist wrong understanding led to their wicked action. Third, the atheist wrong understanding. They thought, rip and troublesome is our lifetime. Neither is there any remedy for man dying, nor is anyone known to have come back from the natural world. According to Jewish tradition, their belief in the next life were vague. The majority of them believed that the reward which God bestowed on those who kept his law are a long life, many children, and happiness in this world. The belief in resurrection and the eternal life appeared late at the time of the prophet Daniel and Maccabean brother, about 3rd to 2nd BC. The Book of Wisdom also was written at this time. To the atheist, they believe that is the end, and there is no eternal life. They don't believe in God, who can set the righteous free and punish sinners and the wicked. Their wicked action. They live according to what they believe. Since they don't believe in the next life, all of their efforts are for the present life. They hate the righteous, not because the righteous harm them, but the righteous lifestyle trouble their conscience. They said, let it be said the third one, because he is so obnoxious to us. He set himself against our doing, reproached us for transgression of the law, and charged us with violation of our training. They didn't recognize that. It is due to their constant awareness that they could recognize their sin and return to the right path. Since they stay in darkness for too long, they lost the power to come to light. The wicked wanted not only to follow their lifestyle, but also to apply this lifestyle on everyone. They felt irritated and unrest when they saw someone who lived a different lifestyle. They said of the writer, he professes to have knowledge of God and style himself a child of the law. To us, he is the censor of our thought. Merely to see him is a hardship for us, because his life is not like other men, and different are his ways. He judges us debased. He holds aloof from our path and from things impure. He calls the destiny of the dead, and boasts that God is his father. This is the attitude of many atheists today. They misuse of the right freedom of speech to make people to live like them. For example, not to pray or to have silence before class, to teach sex education, and to distribute condoms for students. to make the faithful to assist abortion or to sell pill for abortion, etc. Second, human beings need to have correct knowledge about God to avoid wrong understanding and wicked action between human beings. All need to learn about God, who create and control all things in this universe. The first thing people need to know is God's existence through His creation and providence. Next, people need to find out who is He and His will when He creates all things, especially His will for humans in this life and the next life. People also need to learn their relationship with Him. The prophet Isaiah declared there is a great difference between God and human being. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your way my way, say the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my way higher than your way, and my thought than your thought. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. Therefore, to see if there is God by man treating the writer is absurd. God has a plan for human beings to follow, and He will not change His plan due to human challenging of Him. Moreover, even the wicked persecution of the atheist due to test the writer might also be in God's plan. It is necessary for the writer to show their faith in Him. The atheist wanted not only to see God's existence, but also to change the writer's faith, as they said, with revilement and torture. Let us put Him to the test, that we may have proof of His gentleness and try His patience. Let us condemn Him to a shameful death, for according to His own will, God will take care of Him. The Gospel. The wrong understanding of the Messiah led to the Jew's wicked action. First, the wrong understanding of the Messiah. The first wrong understanding of the Jews that they paid too much attention to His human origin and forget about His divine origin. The second wrong one was that they confused rice, bird plague, and He throw up plagues, which shall be reported on tomorrow passage. What people said in today's passage showed that they didn't know the scripture. We know where He's from, and when the Messiah comes, no one will know where He's from. The prophet Micah foretold the Messiah birth plague. He said, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clan of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from the ancient days." Micah chapter 5, verse 2. The need to know the Messiah's true identity. Jesus said to the Jew, "You know me, and you also know where I am from, that I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." Yesterday, we already mentioned five witnesses for Christ. To these five witnesses, people should believe in Christ because they already have more than two witnesses, which is required by the law. The next few days, Jesus continued to reveal God's plan of salvation through his passion, death, and resurrection. Some application in life. The knowledge of God's right and their will for human beings are necessary for us to reach the ultimate goal we got destined for us. If we don't know his will and way, we shall follow our own plan. All the knowledge have been revealed to us in Scripture. We need to spend time to learn before we can follow God's plan of salvation according